Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Go courtside.
Number two,
and a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse for tonight's Fort Recovery matchup with the St. Henry Lady Redskins. Our studio producers tonight for the radio stations, WPGW AM and FM. Actually, we are on just FM tonight, 100.9 FM. We have Eric Catterly, and then here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com, we have Mr. Neil Spencer. And I'm Rob Weaver bringing you the broadcast. We're about set to go. Fort Recovery lost the JV matchup tonight. Final scores there, 27-25 in a real thriller. And then St. Henry won the second set fairly easily, 27-15. So St. Henry wins the JV matchup. A second straight JV loss for Fort Recovery Lady Indians. But let me point out that Fort Recovery is playing without Kennedy Mollenkamp, who has been, again, elevated up to the varsity level. So Kennedy was playing a lot on the JV team, but no longer. Let me mention that the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banda would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best in tonight's volleyball match with St. Henry. And that includes all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. Good luck, Lady Indians, from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist, and he is accepting new patients. We are set to roll here. And let me see who's going to be serving first. St. Henry's going to be serving first. It is going to be... great, they don't have their numbers in the right spot here for me, so I'll have to write them down real quickly. Grace Lange will be serving first for the St. Henry Lady Redskins. It's a good serve. There's Kanapke. And over to Faith Wendell. And a deep hit by Marissa Garkey, and she gets the kill. Give Faith Wendell the assist, Marissa Garkey the kill. That was pretty far back, so you don't usually get a kill like that from that position. But, hey, we'll take it. Grace Guggenbiller will serve now for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. And out. There's a service error for Fort Recovery. It goes over the end line. Side out, St. Henry. It's tied at 1-1. St. Henry's 2-2 on the year in the conference. Fort Recovery is 3-1 on the year in the conference. So it's a very important match. And there's a service error for St. Henry, as hitting it into the net for St. Henry was Raya Busher. So now going back to serve for Fort Recovery will be Kennedy Mollenkamp. As I said, Kennedy has been elevated to the varsity, playing a lot of varsity minutes now. And there's a good serve. Here's the set for St. Henry. They have to just free ball it over to Fort Recovery. Here's Whitley Ramel on a smash and got the kill. Whitley Ramel hit it through a St. Henry block and gets the kill. And that's her first of probably many kills tonight. And Fort Recovery leads 3-1. Give the service point there to Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Kennedy will serve again. It's a good serve dug out by St. Henry on the back line. Here's the set, the dink, and a block by Fort Recovery. Give the block to Mara Pearson. Mara Pearson picks up a block. She's only a sophomore, and Kennedy Mollenkamp is only a freshman. Mollenkamp picks up another service point, so she'll serve again. Good serve. Here's the set for St. Henry, the outside hitting position. Hit to Mollenkamp. She hits it across. St. Henry back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set for Whitley Ramel. Ramel on a cross-court hit, played by St. Henry. Here's the dink over by the Lady Redskins. Fort Recovery saved it. What a save by Mollenkamp. Here's the set for St. Henry. The hit, and it's out of bounds. Hitting that out of bounds was the left-side hitter for the Lady Redskins, Brianna Seifering. And another point for Kennedy Mollenkamp. She's had three in a row here. There's a good serve there. And it's off the backboard. St. Henry plays it, and they can't get it over. Another service point for Kennedy Mollenkamp. And St. Henry says, we want timeout. Timeout, St. Henry. We'll be back in a moment. Fort Recovery leads 6-1 here in the first set.
Little Susie brought in a brown bag for show and tell. Her teacher asked, what was in it?
A turkey.
Let's see it. So Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein and it helps keep me focused.
There you go, folks. Eat turkey every day to stay in focus and enjoy. It is delicious.
Get your Cooper Farms smoked turkey deli meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
St. Henry Fort Recovery battling here tonight. Overall, Fort Recovery's record is not all that flashy, as they are 6-5 on the year, but 3-1 in the conference, which is good enough for third place in the conference right now. And St. Henry Redskins are 2-2 overall, 7-4. Let's try that again. 2-2 in the MAC and 7-4 overall for their 11 matches so far this season. There are still two undefeated teams in the MAC. New Bremen and New Knoxville are both 4-0. New Bremen has a flashy 12-0 record. New Knoxville a flashy 11-1 record. Good serve again by Mollenkamp. A block by Whitley Rammel. Whitley Rammel gets a block. Give another service point to Kennedy Mollenkamp. She has served 5 in a row, and the lead has gone to 7-1. Fort Recovery in the lead. Another good serve. Here's the hit over on the second hit. Whitley Rammel back to St. Henry. Rammel at the net and gets the kill. Whitley Rammel battling at the net there with one of the St. Henry Lady Redskins and got the kill. Mollenkamp on the serve again. That is her sixth straight point here. Good serve again. Pass to the net, the set. Free balling it over to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp will go to Marissa Garkey. Garkey on the smash, played by St. Henry. Outside hitter, got the kill. Brianna Seifering picks up her first kill. She's a 3-year letter winner. So it's 8-2 now. Side out St. Henry, and going back to serve is Brianna Seifering. Seifering's jump serve is over the end line. Another service error. That's the second service error for St. Henry here tonight. They've only served 3 times, and 2 of them have been service errors. Going back to serve now is Audra Bupp. Audra's a junior on this Fort Recovery team. Good serve. Here's the set at the net, and a block by Whitley Rammel. Smash there by Carly Winter for St. Henry, but Whitley Rammel on the block. She's got 2 blocks, 2 kills, and it's a service point for Audra Mullen, or for Audra Bupp. Audra serves again. St. Henry in trouble. Here's the set and the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Garkey to Audra Bupp, free balls it over. And we got a hitting error on St. Henry, called a double hit there on one of the Lady Redskins. So service point for Audra Bupp. It's now 11-2, Fort Recovery. I did not expect this. I thought these two teams would battle very evenly here tonight. And, you know, things could change here. But right now, Fort Recovery in command. There's another block for Whitley Rammel, but they say she hit it out of bounds. So side out St. Henry. And going back to serve now is Lauren Vikey for St. Henry. Good serve. Here's Audra Bupp on the dig. There's a smash by Whitley Rammel and got the kill. Whitley Rammel with a kill, making it 12-3. And side out Fort Recovery. Glad to have you listening in on the radio or on FortRecoveryRadio.com or, of course, on the high school TV network. Here's Rammel's serve. It's a good one. The set for St. Henry, the smash and a block. And still played by St. Henry. They keep it in play, get it over to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp will set for Grace Guggenbiller, and she got the kill. give Kennedy Mollenkamp the assist. Grace Guggenbiller gets her first kill of the night, and it's 13-3. Whitley Rammel picks up the service point, and she will serve again. Whitley's serve has not been real consistent this year. Let's see if she can keep it going here. And St. Henry chose to play that. I think if they might have let it go, it might have gone out of bounds. Back to Fort Recovery. The set for Marissa Garkey. And we got a double hit called on Fort Recovery. Hitting error on Fort Recovery. That'll give side out back to St. Henry. And the score is 13-4. St. Henry coached by Tricia Rosenbeck. Of course, Fort Recovery coached by Travis Guggenbiller. Here's the serve now for St. Henry. Dug out by Kanapke. Here's the hit by Lily Luthold. Pretty deep hit. St. Henry plays it. A block at the net. And St. Henry cannot... they cannot return it. They hit it out of bounds. That's a block for Fort Recovery. And I missed actually who that was. But side out Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will go back to serve. It's now 14-4. Here's Faith Wendell's serve. She's usually a pretty solid server. Good serve there at the net on the set. Here's the smash by the outside hitter. And a nice kill by Chloe Gels. Chloe Gels gets her first kill of the night from the left side. And Gels will go back to serve now. 14-5 score. St. Henry side out. Good serve. Kanapke passing to Wendell, who will set for Keegan Fortkamp. St. Henry dinks it back over. And here's a block by Marissa Garkey. Well, Garkey and Grace Guggenbiller were there together. I wouldn't swear which one it was. I'm just going to go ahead and give them both a block. It's 15-5 and timeout St. Henry. Fort Recovery leading 15-5 here in this first set. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Don't let the flu bug keep you and your family from staying healthy. As flu season gets underway, Kalp Pharmacy can help you prepare for this flu season. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines, and Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 to schedule your flu vaccine appointment or just stop in. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Once again, I mentioned earlier that New Bremen and New Knoxville are tied for the league lead right now with 4-0 records. Fort Recovery's 3-1 in third place. Then comes Coldwater Parkway and St. Henry, who are all 2-2. So this is a very important match, especially for St. Henry tonight. Minster is 1-3, and we have two 0-4 teams. Marion Local and St. John's have yet to win a conference match. The best overall record, we have some flashy ones. New Bremen's 12-0. New Knoxville's 11-1. Coldwater is 12-2. They lost the other night to New Bremen on Tuesday night. Good serve by Fort Recovery, and there's a kill by St. Henry. And I believe that was Brianna Seifring with the kill. Side out St. Henry. And going back to serve now is Grace Lange. Fort Recovery leads 15-6. Lange's serve is a good one to Grace Guggenbiller, passing to Faith Wendell. Sets for Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller on the smash and got the kill. Give Faith Wendell the assists. Guggenbiller the kill. Now 16-6. Grace Guggenbiller serving. Good serve. Dug out by St. Henry. Outside hit. Goes to the back line to Marissa Garkey, who passes to the front. Set for Whitley Rammel. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's Guggenbiller setting for Marissa Garkey. A smash and got the kill. Marissa Garkey give Guggenbiller the assist. Marissa Garkey with her second kill of the evening. And it's now 17-6. Grace Guggenbiller picks up the service point. She'll serve again. And too long service error. That is the second service error of the night for Fort Recovery. Going back to serve now will be Raya Busher, who comes in for St. Henry. 17-7 score. Fort Recovery with the lead. Side out St. Henry. Good serve. Kanapke passing over to Garkey, who will set for Whitley Rammel. a kill from her outside position on the left side. Whitley Rammel with the kill. That is number four for her. It's now 18-7. Lady Indians are really rolling along here very nicely this evening. Kennedy Mullenkamp will now serve for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. It's dug out by St. Henry's back line. Here's the set and the hit back to Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp will set for Mara Pearson, who hits it back over to St. Henry. Pass through the front line by Grace Lange. There's a block back to St. Henry. Smash and another block. And Whitley Rammel got a kill, I believe. Yes, she did. Whitley Rammel with the kill. And now here's Kennedy Mullenkamp back to serve. And it's 19-7. Mullenkamp had a nice run earlier in this set. Another good serve. St. Henry's going to have to free ball it over. They got in trouble there. Here's Kanapke passing to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp sets for Whitley Rammel, and Rammel gets the kill. And give Mullenkamp an assist, and Rammel the kill. And another service point for Kennedy Mullenkamp. She has 2, 4, 6, 8 service points in this first set. Mullenkamp serves again and got an ace serve. That's her first ace serve, and it's 21-7 now. Well, I'm just really pretty shocked by this. Not that I didn't think Fort Recovery could do this, but I really thought we were going to have a close match, and it's not over yet, that's for sure. Good serve by Mullenkamp. Here's the set for St. Henry, the hit. Back to Marissa Garkey. Here's Mullenkamp setting for Whitley Rammel, and Rammel smashes it home for a kill. Mullenkamp another assist and another service point. And she will serve again. It's now 22-7. Fort Recovery leads St. Henry. Good serve by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Here's the smash back by St. Henry. Did she get it? Nope, it's hit out of bounds. Outside hitting position on the left side there. Brianna Seifering hits it out of bounds down along the sideline. It's another service point for Kennedy Mullenkamp, and now it's 23-7. Good serve dug out by St. Henry. They're just going to have to free ball that one over. Here's Mullenkamp setting for Mara Pearson. Mara on the smash and got the kill. Her first kill of the evening. Kennedy Mullenkamp picks up another service point. Boy, Mullenkamp, again, only a freshman. She didn't even start the first several matches for Fort Recovery. Here's the game point, and it's an ace. Kennedy Mullenkamp gets an ace to finish him off 25-7. Very impressive win for Fort Recovery in the first set, 25-7. How many service points was that? Let me count these up here. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 service points for Kennedy Mullenkamp in the set, and she had two aces out of those 13. And leading the team in kills was Whitley Rammel, who had 7 kills in the first set alone. That's almost more than what she had the other night in the win over Marion Local. We'll be back with the second set coming up right after we pause for this. Fort Recovery leading 1-0.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. High school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
High school sports, great entertainment indeed. Hope you're enjoying the match tonight, whether you're listening on the radio or FortRecoveryRadio.com, or whether you're watching on television. Fort Recovery will serve to start the second set. Lady Indians have Marissa Garkey, Grace Guggenbiller, Tegan Fortkamp, Faith Wendell, Whitley Rammel, and Mara Pearson out there at the moment. And I'm sure you're going to be seeing Kennedy Mollenkamp rather quickly. Looks like Grace Guggenbiller is going to go back to serve for Fort Recovery. To start the second set, Fort Recovery won the first set 25-7. Amazingly easy for the Lady Indians. Here's the serve. It's almost an ace, but St. Henry keeps it in play. There's the hit and the kill by the Lady Redskins as Chloe Gels got the kill. So back to serve for St. Henry now is Lydia Whirling. This is her first serve of the evening. It's a good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. A block by St. Henry. Getting the block for the Lady Redskins there was Maya Antra. Maya Antrop with a block, and that makes it 2-0. Give a service point to Lydia Whirling, and Lydia will serve again. Dug out by Marissa Garkey to Faith Wendell. Here's Tegan Fortkamp on a smash, played by St. Henry. The set at the net, the hit, and the kill by St. Henry. And St. Henry starting off fast here, as that was Claire Wendell getting the kill. Give another service point to Lydia Winning, and she'll serve again. It's 3-0. Lady Redskins off to a quick start here. Here's the serve, and this one is a service error over the end line. That is the third service error on the night for St. Henry. 3-1. Fort Recovery with a 2-point deficit here. St. Henry in the lead. And here's star server Kennedy Mollenkamp. Good serve to the net and a smash by Lily Leithold back in Fort Recovery. Here's the set for Whitley Rammel. St. Henry keeps it in play. The deep hit played by Kanapke. Here's the set by Mollenkamp to Mara Pearson. A block by St. Henry. Actually, they say it was in the net. So four hits for Fort Recovery. That gives the point to St. Henry. And it's going to be 4-1. Now back to serve is Chloe Gels. Gels' serve is a good one. Dug out by Mara Pearson. At the net, and the hit down on the floor, I think. I'm going to go ahead and give that to Maya Antrop for the kill. She was with someone else there, but we'll give it to Maya. Give a service point to Chloe Gels. And Gels will serve again. It's 5-1. St. Henry, the early lead here. Aubrey Konapke, and we got a double hit. Double hit called on Fort Recovery, and Coach Travis Guggenbiller wants timeout as St. Henry's off to a fast start here in the second set. 6-1 over the Lady Indians. We'll return in just a moment.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Of course, Cooper Farms locations in both Fort Recovery and St. Henry here in this area. And it is 6-1, St. Henry with the lead. And continuing to serve is Chloe Gales. She's had two straight service points here. Good serve again. Dug out by Marissa Garkey to Konapke. Konapke will set for Whitley Ramble. Deep hit. St. Henry digs it out on the back line. Here's the set and the smash and a block by Whitley Ramble. Hitting the ball there for St. Henry was Brianna Seifering, and Whitley Ramble got the block of Seifering's hit. So for Whitley, that is block number three unofficially. It is not one of my fortes on keeping stats on blocks. But here's Audra Bupp hitting the serve out of bounds. That's the third service error on Fort Recovery. And side out to St. Henry. 7-2. St. Henry leads by five. Now here serving is Grace Lange. Good serve. Whitley Ramble on the hit. Played by St. Henry. Here's the set and the smash back to Fort Recovery. And getting the kill was St. Henry's Clara Wendell. Grace Lange picks up the service point. She will serve again. Good serve dug out by Bupp to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who was set for Marissa Garkey. Outside position on the left, and Marissa got the kill. Side out Fort Recovery, and the score is now 8-3. St. Henry by five. Here's Whitley Ramble serving now. Good serve by Ramble, dug out by Lauren Robinette of St. Henry. Back to Fort Recovery. Ramble to the net, and waiting on it was Brianna Seifering, and Seifering stuffed it down the Lady Indians' throat. Not a good hit there by Whitley Ramble. She hit it right to the top of the net, where Seifering was just waiting and creamed it. Here's Raya Buescher for St. Henry. Good serve, dug out by Marissa Garkey. Here's the set for Luthold. Luthold on the smash. Dink over by St. Henry, and there's a kill by the middle hitter. In this case, that was Carly Winter. And it's now 10-3, and St. Henry's doing the same thing to Fort Recovery that Fort Recovery did to them in the first set. There's a let serve dug out by Marissa Garkey. Mollenkamp will set for Grace Guggenbiller. Hit back to St. Henry. Here's a free ball back to Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery cannot play it. I'm going to go ahead and give a kill there to Brianna Seifering on that one. That will be her fourth of the evening. Another service point for Raya Buescher. And it's now 11-3. And Buescher with a service error hitting it into the net. That is the fourth service error of the night for St. Henry. Now here comes Faith Wendell in to serve for Fort Recovery. We have Tegan Fortkamp, Aubrey Konapke, Grace Guggenbiller. Audra Bupp's in there too. Here's a good serve. Back to Fort Recovery. Bupp passing to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. And Garkey with the kill. Her fourth of the evening. Makes it 11-5. Faith Wendell serving here for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Dug out by St. Henry. The hit back to Fort Recovery. And a little finesse kill there for Carly Winter as she hit it right in the middle where nobody was. And it's 12-5, St. Henry side out. And they have the lead, 7-point lead here in the second set. Fort Recovery won the first set tonight. Serving now is Brianna Seifering, and a service error into the net. So St. Henry helping out Fort Recovery. That's their fifth service error of the night. That's too many. Marissa Garkey will now serve for Fort Recovery on side out. Here comes the serve, and it's a let serve dug out by St. Henry to the net. Waiting on it was Grace Guggenbiller, and she gets the kill. You don't want to hit that to the top of the net. The opponents, in this case Fort Recovery, just waiting on it. Here's a serve by Marissa Garkey again. Good serve. Smashed by St. Henry to Garkey to the net, and Fort Recovery can't play it. Not a good placement there for Marissa Garkey, as nobody from Fort Recovery can. She actually hit it into the net and on the pass, and nobody could get to it. So side out for St. Henry. Lauren Beike goes back to serve. 13-7 score. St. Henry by six. At the net it goes. And three hits called on Fort Recovery. Four hits, I should say, called on Fort Recovery. Timeout, Fort Recovery again. Lady Indians just can't get her going here in the second set as St. Henry leads 14-7. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Kalp Pharmacy can help you live your life in your home with our new home safety program. Our certified aging-in-place specialists can provide a needs assessment, and we install ramps, grab bars, bathroom stability aids. So to learn more, visit www.kalppharmacy.com/home safety. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart. Taking the time to listen and care.
Listening to Fort Recovery St. Henry Volleyball in the MAC Conference on WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. Also, FortRecoveryRadio.com. And also the High School Sports Network. And by the way, if you've tuned in for the Reds tonight, we are carrying the Reds at the radio station at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. Here's a smash by Mara Pearson and picks up the kill. That's going to send side out to Fort Recovery, and Grace Guggenbiller will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. 14-8 is the score. Good serve. Here's the hit. Off a fingertips of Rammel. Fort Recovery keeps it in play. Marissa Garkey hits a deep hit, and they say it's in. Give Garkey the kill. That was very close to the end line. St. Henry fans thought that might have been a little bit too long. I really couldn't tell myself it was that close. It was pretty close. Here's Grace Guggenbiller on the serve again. Good serve. St. Henry on the smash. And Zingo. Chloe Gels gets a nice kill. Kill number three for her. And that makes it 15-9 now. Fort Recovery just can't seem to make any headway here. Side out St. Henry. Going back to serve is Lydia Werling. Werling's a sophomore for the Redskins. And another service error into the net. Service error number six now for St. Henry. They had three, I think, in each game tonight. Three in the first set, three here in the second set. Kennedy Mollenkamp will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. She had a great first set in serving. Good serve. Here's the set for St. Henry. They hit back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke passing to Mollenkamp, who will set for Mara Pearson. Just has to free ball it over. Here's the set for St. Henry, and they get the smash and the kill. Chloe Gels picks up her fourth kill of the evening, and it's now side out for St. Henry. Chloe Gels will go back to serve. 16-10 score, St. Henry by six. Good serve. Here's the pass to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp sets for Whitley Rammel, and Rammel rams it home. Rammel has not had the hitting that she had in the first set here in the second set. They've got a good one there. That makes it now 16-11. It's a five-point game here. Audra Bupp will serve now for the Lady Indians. Good serve by Audra. Dug out by St. Henry. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Dug out by Kanapke, and Whitley Randall hits it out of bounds. Randall hit it out of the stadium. Hitting error for Whitley Randall. Point for St. Henry. Side out St. Henry. Here's Grace Lange serving now for the Lady Redskins. Good serve. Dug out by Audra Bupp. Mullenkamp will set for Whitley Randall. A nice smash, but St. Henry able to play it. Here's the hit back and a block. Whitley Randall and, it's a block, but it's out of bounds. So give the service point there, or the point, to St. Henry. Here's another serve. Good serve. Audra Bupp to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Whitley Randall on the hit and got the kill this time. Hit it right down the sideline on the far side from her right side hitting position. And Randall picks up another kill. That's kill number 9 for Whitley Randall. And she will go back to serve on side out. Good serve. Set for St. Henry. The hit from the left side. And there's Brianna Seifering getting the kill. That's kill number 5 for her. 19-12. Fort Recovery needs a run here, or they're going to not win this set. St. Henry leads by 7. Raya Busher, good serve. Kanapke passing to Mullenkamp, who will set for Lily Luthold. And Luthold hits it over the end line. Hitting error for Lily Luthold. 20-12. Raya Busher with another service point. She'll serve again. To Kanapke. Mullenkamp sets for Grace Guggenbiller and got the kill. Back in the corner back there, Grace Guggenbiller picks up the kill. For her, that's number 4 on the evening. And side out Fort Recovery, and Faith Wendell will go back to serve. Faith, usually a pretty good server. Here's the serve, dug out by St. Henry to the net. Here's the hit. Played by Fort Recovery, Tegan Fort Kemp. Free balls it over. Here's a smash and a block by Tegan Fort Kemp, and it's hit out of bounds. Give Brianna Seifering the kill as Tegan Fort Kemp blocked it, but hit it. It veered out of bounds off her block, and that's a point for St. Henry. And now Brianna Seifering back to serve for St. Henry. 21-13 now, an 8-point lead for St. Henry. Kanapke to Faith Wendell. Here's Marissa Garkey and a block by St. Henry and a point. That was by Carly Winner. Nice block by Carly. Makes it 22-13. Brianna Seifering will serve again. Big lead here for St. Henry in this second set. Faith Wendell on the set. Grace Guggenbiller on the hit, but there's a block by St. Henry again. I'm really not sure which one of the Lady Redskins got that, but they got the block for sure. It's 23-13 now. Another service point for Brianna Seifering, and Seifering will serve again. Good serve, Kanapke to Wendell. Wendell will set. Dinking it over is Marissa Garkey, played by St. Henry. Back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for the outside hitter. It's Marissa Garkey. A kill for Marissa. Off the block, or off the dig there by St. Henry. So Garkey with her 6th kill of the evening, but she hasn't had one in a while. It's now 23-14. Back to serve is Marissa Garkey. Garkey's serve is dug out by St. Henry at the net. Waiting on it was Grace Guggenbiller, and she stuffs it back down on the floor for the kill. And a service point for Marissa Garkey. She'll serve again. 23-15 now. Here's the dig by the back line for St. Henry. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kanapke passing to Faith Wendell. Here's Mara Pearson on the smash and got the kill. Mara Pearson gets the kill, her 3rd of the evening. Another service point for Marissa Garkey. And St. Henry calls timeout as Fort Recovery inches closer, 7 points down. Now they need to make a more of a run than this, though. We'll see. We'll be back. Timeout, St. Henry. We'll be back in a moment.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, the first set tonight, Fort Recovery just dominated the whole set, winning 25-7. This second set, St. Henry has dominated. They're leading 23-16. Marissa Garkey on a good serve. Here's the set and the dink over. A block by Tegan Fortkamp. Tegan Fortkamp picks up a block and a point. That's her first scoring of the night. Another service point for Garkey. She'll serve again. Oh, a service error. Ouch. Not what you needed right there for Fort Recovery. St. Henry doesn't mind it. That makes the score 24-17 now. St. Henry 1 point away from a set win here. Going back to serve is Lauren Beike. It's a good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey to the net. And getting the block there for St. Henry was Maya Antrop. And it's 25-17. St. Henry comes away with the win in the second set. So we're tied at one apiece. 25-7, Fort Recovery wins set number one. 25-17, St. Henry wins set number two. We'll be back with the third set. We're going at least four sets tonight. We'll be back right after this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hey, Island, do you know what time it is?
School time?
Well, that too, but it's harvest time. Farmers will be going to and from fields, so be on the lookout for large machinery on the roads when you are out driving around. Also, farmers, keep your equipment in safe and good working condition, and have a great harvest.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Call us about your corn marketing needs at 800-637-7161. That was 800-637-7161.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio, high school volleyball tonight, MAC style, which is always great. Fort Recovery and St. Henry were tied at one set apiece, each team dominating a set for a victory. And now we move on to set number three, and St. Henry will serve first. Going back to serve will be Lydia Whirling, a sophomore on this team. Here's Whirling's first serve of the set. It's good. Dug out by Grace Guggenbiller to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Guggenbiller, and Guggenbiller can't get up there to make a play. Point for St. Henry. It's now 1-0. St. Henry off to the early lead here in the second, in the third set, I should say. And that is the third service point for Lydia Whirling. She will serve again, and this is a let serve and an ace serve. Again, years ago, that did not used to be allowed, but today it is. That ball hits that net and gets over. It lots of times makes it difficult to play. Here's a good serve, Kanapke to the net. And they're going to call. Violation on Fort Recovery, I guess. Maybe in the net. So service point for Lydia Whirling, and now it is 3-0. Whirling serves again, dug out by Marissa Garkey to Wendell. Now Tegan Fortkamp, two hands it over. Here's St. Henry free-balling it back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke will set for Marissa Garkey, a long, deep hit, and over the end line. Fort Recovery is getting off to a bad start here in this third set. 4-0. Lydia Whirling picks up another service point. Here's a good serve. Another ace serve for Lydia Whirling. And now it's 5-0. Unbelievable the way Fort Recovery dominated the first set, and St. Henry has come back here, and they've dominated the next two sets so far. Another ace serve off of the hands of Marissa Garkey. Another ace serve for Lydia Whirling. That's three ace serves in this service here, and we have timeout Fort Recovery. Travis Guggenbiller wants to talk about it. It's St. Henry 6 and Fort Recovery nothing.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist provides mask fittings and assists patients from setup, operation, and maintenance for a smooth transition. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. So to learn more, go to www.kalppharmacy.com or call 800-686-2314 for information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Well, Lydia Whirling doing a great job here serving for St. Henry. 6-0 lead. Good serve, and Fort Recovery's in trouble again. Mara Pearson does get it back over. Here's the set for St. Henry. The block by Grace Guggenbiller. And a point, Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery finally stops the run there by Whirling. 6-1 now. Here's Guggenbiller serving. Good serve. Set for St. Henry. The hit. And Fort Recovery keeps it in play. A battle at the net. Back to St. Henry. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash and a kill by Whitley Rammel. Fort Recovery did a great job of keeping that in play and coming out with the point. St. Henry had a golden opportunity there to win that point and couldn't get it done. Grace Guggenbiller serving again. And St. Henry off. Nice save there by Faith Wendell. Whitley Rammel tried to free ball it over as she was standing with her back to the net, and she couldn't get the job done. Point, St. Henry, side out, St. Henry. Now back to serve is Chloe Gels. Gels' serve is dug out by Kanapke to the net. Wendell to Mara Pearson. Pearson free balls it over. Here's the set for St. Henry. The hit by St. Henry back to Kanapke. There's Wendell setting for Whitley Rammel, and Rammel gets the kill. Kill number 11 for Whitley Rammel tonight. That makes it 7-3. side out Fort Recovery, and in comes Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp had 13 service points in that first set. I don't think she had a single one in the second set. Let serve and got the ace off of it. Let serve for Kennedy Mollenkamp and picks up the ace. 7-4, back to a three-point margin here. Mollenkamp will serve again. Bounces the ball. There's the serve dug out by the backside. Here's a smash, and Whitley Ramble got the kill. Smashed by St. Henry's Brianna Seifring, and Whitley Ramble was waiting on it and got the, actually got the block, I should say. And it's 7-5, another service point for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Another good serve for Mollenkamp to the net, and a bad dig there by St. Henry. It hit the top of the net and fell on the floor. Another service point for Kennedy Mollenkamp. 7-6 now. Mollenkamp's serve is dug out by St. Henry. Here's the set and the smash by St. Henry. Kanapke digs it out. Mollenkamp sets for Mara Pearson. St. Henry now plays it back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp setting for Mara Pearson. They're going to call a double hit on Fort Recovery. Double hit on Fort Recovery. That gives a side out to St. Henry and ends the Mollenkamp run. 8-6 is the score. Serving here is Grace Lange. Lange's serve is a good one, and waiting at the net and stuffing it down on the floor with two hands was St. Henry's Carly Winner for the kill. 9-6 score. Give the service point to Lange. She'll serve again. In the net, service error. Service error number 7 for St. Henry. I think at this particular point, it really hasn't cost them a set, but we'll see how this one goes. It's 9-7 now, Fort Recovery down by 2. And here's Whitley Randall back over to St. Henry and got the kill. That was disaster into a point. Audra Bupp now serving for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Good serve dug out by St. Henry. There's the set and the smash and a block by Whitley Ramel. Back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke to Mollenkamp. Ramel dinks it over and got the kill. Right in the middle there. And Chloe Gels couldn't quite get to it. Give Whitley Ramble kill number 13 on the night. Another service point for Audra Bupp. And it's 9-9. We are all tied up here in the third set. Here's a set for St. Henry. Ramble to Lily Luthold. They're going to call double hit on Fort Recovery's Luthold. Side out St. Henry. St. Henry leads 10-9. Back to serve is Raya Buescher. Buescher's serve is good. Dug out by Audra Bupp to Whitley Ramel, who passes. He sets for Marissa Garkey on the left hitting spot, and Garkey stuffs it down. Kill for Garkey. Give Ramel the assist on that one. She doesn't get a whole lot of assists. Ramel will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery with a score of 10-10, all tied up. Good serve. Dug out by Lauren Robinette. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Ramel on the dig. And St. Henry's having trouble. And at the net it goes. And there's Lily Luthold waiting on it. And Luthold smashes it down. Luthold, her first kill of the night. It couldn't have come at a better time. Give the service point to Whitley Ramel. Ramel will serve again as Fort Recovery has taken the lead here, I think, for the first time in this set, 11-10. St. Henry dinks it back over and got the kill. That time it was Carly Winner getting the kill. That is her fourth kill of the evening. And back to serve now is Brianna Seifring. 11-11 score here. Seifring serve is good. Whitley Rammel kind of mishit that, but Kanapke passing to Guggenbiller, who free balls it over. Here's a smash by St. Henry and the kill for Chloe Gels. Kill number five for Chloe Gels. Gives a service point to Brianna Seifring. And that makes it a one-point St. Henry lead now, 12-11. Here comes Seifring's serve. Whitley Rammel passes to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who will set for Lily Leafhold. A block by St. Henry. Fort Recovery trying to keep it in play, but they can't. And that's a point for St. Henry. Again. It makes it now 13-11. St. Henry leads by two. Seifring back to serve again. She's had a nice little run here. Dug out by Kanapke, and Kanapke hits it to the net. Nobody could play it. Bad hit there. Bad dig for Kanapke. 14-11. Good serve by Seifring. Mollenkamp will set for Grace Guggenbiller. Dinks it over. Here's the set for St. Henry and a block by Fort Recovery, but out of bounds. Give the kill to St. Henry. Another service point for Brianna Seifring, and it's 15-11. Here comes the serve dug out by Audra Bupp. Here's the smash. Back to St. Henry, back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey hits it out of bounds. Another service point for Brianna Seifring, and that all of a sudden the lead is 16-11 after Fort Recovery led, I think, 11-10. And now it's 16-11 with St. Henry in the lead, and Fort Recovery's Travis Guggenbiller calls another timeout.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. You're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, 100.9 on your FM dial. FortRecoveryRadio.com and also on the High School Sports TV Network. 16-11 is the score. St. Henry with the lead here in the third set. Good serve by Seifring. Mollenkamp will set for Marissa Garkey. Here's free-balling it back over to Fort Recovery, but hitting it out of bounds was Chloe Gels. So a point for Fort Recovery, and that finally ends the string of Brianna Seifring. Faith Wendell will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery, and the Lady Indians need a little run of their own here to get closer. 16-12, the score. St. Henry in the lead. Here's a smash. A block by Fort Recovery, but out of bounds. So give the kill there to St. Henry's Chloe Gels. Hitting from the left outside hitting position. And Lauren Beike will go back to serve now. 17-12, St. Henry by five. Good serve. Faith Wendell will set for Garkey. And a block by St. Henry, but out of bounds. To give Garkey the kill. For her, that is kill number eight on the night. And Garkey will go back to serve. Side out Fort Recovery, 17-13. Good serve, dug out by Grace Lange. Here's a smash. Back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke to Wendell, and nobody is there. Wendell on the set, but nobody could get to it to hit it. And it goes on the floor, a point St. Henry, side out St. Henry. 18-13 now, St. Henry by five, and Lydia Whirling goes back to serve. Fort Recovery needs to make a move now. There's another service error for St. Henry. Service error number 8 on the night. Compares to Fort Recovery, who only has 4 service errors tonight. Grace Guggenbiller serving. Good serve. Dug out by St. Henry to the net. Here's the hit and the kill for Chloe Gels. Chloe has 8 kills on the night. And that's a service point. Or no, Chloe Gels will go back to service side out St. Henry now. Kanapke will set for Whitley Rammel, and she got the kill. Digging it out was Grace Lange off of the Rammel hit, but it goes out of bounds off of Lange, so give Rammel the kill. And for her, that is kill number 14. And here is Kennedy Mullenkamp serving for Fort Recovery. She needs a big run like she had in the first set. Good serve there back to Fort Recovery. Dug out by Kanapke. Here is Whitley Rammel dinking it over. The set for St. Henry back to Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp to Rammel. Rammel sets for Marissa Garkey. And, for Mara Pearson. And Mara Pearson gets the kill for Fort Recovery, her 4th kill of the evening. 19-16. Service point for Kennedy Rammel. That is her 17th service point of the night. Most of those came in the first set. Good serve there. Smashed by St. Henry. Dug out by Marissa Garkey. Here's Mara Pearson hitting it over on a soft hit. St. Henry on the set. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Garkey digs it out. Mullenkamp. Now Mara Pearson back over to St. Henry. Here's the smash by St. Henry, blocked by Fort Recovery. St. Henry plays it. A hit, and Fort Recovery keeps it alive. A battle at the net, and St. Henry gets the block. I believe that was Maya Antrop with the block. And it's 20-16 now. That ended the run by Kennedy Mullenkamp, which was a pretty short one, and now serving is Grace Lange. Good serve by Lange. Here's the hit by Mara Pearson back to Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp sets for Mara Pearson. Pearson on the hit again at the net. St. Henry keeps it alive. Back to Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp setting for Marissa Garkey. Garkey back to St. Henry. The set by St. Henry. The hit back over. Dug out by Garkey to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp sets for Whitley Rammel, and Rammel gets the kill. Number 15 on the night for Whitley Rammel. Side out Fort Recovery, and it's 20-17 now. As they're going to send Audra Buck in to serve for... Audra Buck comes in for Mara Pearson to serve. Audra's usually a pretty solid server. 20-17, Fort Recovery needs some points here. They got an ace serve from Audra Buff. Audra Buff with an ace serve right over on the sideline. Grace Lange tried to dig it out. She couldn't get it done. It's now 20-18. 2-point lead for St. Henry. Audra Buff serves again. Another good serve. Here's the set for St. Henry. The fairly deep hit. Kanapke to Marissa Garkey, and she mishit it. Marissa Garkey just had a mishit there. Side out, St. Henry. 21-18. Coming back to serve now is Raya Buescher. This could be the match right here. Whoever wins this set, they will take a 2-1 lead. Good serve. Whitley Rammel on a smash and got the kill, I think. Oh, I thought it was deflected. The official said no, and they say Rammel hit it out of bounds. So service point for Raya Buescher. She will serve, and this is out of bounds. Another service error, number 9 for St. Henry tonight. That gives an opening to Fort Recovery. It's 22-19, St. Henry by 3. Whitley Rammel will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. Rammel's serve is a good one. Dug out by St. Henry. They're in trouble. Back over to Fort Recovery. And The crowd says that was four hits, and it was. Official was a little slow in calling that. Four hits called on St. Henry. Whitley Rammel will serve again. 22-20. That was a big point there. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Rammel digs it out to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey on the smash. Played by Lauren Robinette. Robinette free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp goes over under the net. Point, St. Henry. 23-20, side out St. Henry. Again, this is a huge set here. Brianna Seifring back to serve for St. Henry. It's a good serve. Dug out by Kanapke, and she cannot get a good lift on it, and nobody could get to it. Go ahead and give her an ace serve on that for Brianna Seifring. Now 24-20, here's set points. And it's a good serve. Audra Bupp off the rafters, played by Kanapke. Deep hit by Marissa Garkey, and it is, they say, in. Marissa Garkey got the kill. Wow. Kill number 9 for Marissa, and that keeps Fort Recovery alive, barely. 24-21. Back to serve is Faith Wendell. Wendell's serve is good. Dug out by Raya Busher. At the net, here's a blast and a block by Fort Recovery. Back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke sets for Marissa Garkey. St. Henry did a nice job of playing that. Back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Grace Guggenbiller. St. Henry back to Fort Recovery. Here's another set, and dinking it over was Marissa Garkey, who just found the open spot and got the soft little kill. And timeout is called by St. Henry with the score. It's a two-point set here, 24-22. St. Henry still with the lead in this third set. We are tied at one set apiece.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
You're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, 100.9 on your FM dial. Here is Faith Wendell serving again, a must serve. And it's a long serve, a service error, and that is the set. St. Henry wins the second, or the third set here, 25-22. On what turned out to be the fifth service error of the night for Fort Recovery. Well, St. Henry now in the driver's seat. They lead 2-1. We'll be back with the fourth set coming up here. Last year it went 5 sets. We'll see what happens here tonight. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Don't let the flu bug keep you and your family from staying healthy. As flu season gets underway, Kalp Pharmacy can help you prepare for this flu season. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines, and Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 to schedule your flu vaccine appointment or just stop in. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Good advice there from Paul Keels. Well, here we go with a do-or-die win for Fort Recovery in this fourth set. They trail 2-1. Grace Guggenbiller will serve first for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve. Here's the set for St. Henry. The smash at the net. And Fort Recovery could not return it. Side out to St. Henry. It's 1-0. St. Henry takes the early lead. Back to serve is Lydia Whirling for the St. Henry Lady Redskins. Good serve. Dug out by Kanapke, and she hits the antenna on the dig. That is out of bounds. Point St. Henry. 2-0. Not a good start here for Fort Recovery. Very crucial fourth set. Good serve again, dug out by Kanapke to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Comes up, hits it across. Here's the set for St. Henry. The hit played by Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Whitney Rammel, and Rammel mishit it into the net. And it's 3-0. St. Henry with the early lead. Good serve by Whirling. Tegan Fortkamp to Whitley Rammel, and Rammel pounds it out of bounds over the end line. Point St. Henry, 4-0. Serving once again, Lydia Whirling. She served 3 in a row here. And there's an ace serve. Hit on the floor before the back line. It's 5-0. St. Henry off to a great start here in this fourth set. And Coach Travis Guggenbiller of Fort Recovery calls time. We'll be back.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Well, Fort Recovery won that first set so easily, and they've been struggling ever since. Good serve by St. Henry. Hit by Mara Pearson, and Pearson gets the kill. Side out, Fort Recovery. That gives them their first point of the night. Again, Mara Pearson with her fifth kill of the evening, making it 5-1, and going back to serve is Kennedy Mollenkamp. Once again, Mollenkamp had a fantastic service in that first set tonight, scoring 13 points in two different service attempts. And there's a kill by St. Henry's Maya Antrop. Side out St. Henry at 6-1. Going back to serve now is Chloe Gels. Gels' serve is too long. Point court recovery service there, number 10 on the night for St. Henry. 6-2 score. Side out, court recovery. Audra Buck will go back to serve. Number one on her uniform. She's a junior on this court recovery team. Good serve. And it's an ace serve for Audra Buck. St. Henry can't make the return. That's the second ace serve of the night for Audra. She will serve again at 6-3. This serve is a good one. There's the pass to the net. Here's a block by Whitley Rammel, but out of bounds. And I believe that kill goes to Brianna Seifert. Side out, St. Henry. Back to serve now is Grace Lange. Good serve by Grace, dug out by Bump. Here's Marissa Garkey on a smash and got the kill. Marissa Garkey, a big kill there. And for her, that is kill number 11 on the night. And here's Whitley Rammel back to serve for the Lady Indians. 7-4. St. Henry leads by three. Good serve there. And here's St. Henry just having the free ball up back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp will set for Lily Luthold. And St. Henry keeps it alive. They free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Guggenbiller to Mollenkamp. Back to Guggenbiller, who got the kill. Guggenbiller with the kill. Service point for Whitley Rammel. 7-5 now. Lady Indians back to within two. We're in the fourth set. St. Henry leads two sets to one. Good serve by Whitley Rammel. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery off of Grace Guggenbiller. Mollenkamp will set for Whitley Rammel, who passes to Marissa Garkey, who hits it over. Now St. Henry back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp sets for Garkey again. Good hit there, but St. Henry plays it. Back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp setting for Whitley Rammel. Kill for Whitley Rammel as she rams it home. That is kill number 16 now for Whitley Rammel, and she picks up the service point also. Now 7-6, a one-point lead here for St. Henry. And they can't make the return. Service ace for Whitley Rammel. It's now 7-7. Lady Indians have it tied up here. If Fort Recovery can come through and win this set, we go to a 15-point fifth set. Good serve there. Here's the hit and into the net for St. Henry's Brianna Seifering as the Lady Redskins could not get it returned. And Fort Recovery's taken the lead 8-7 on Whitley Rammel serving here. Timeout, St. Henry. We'll be back with the next serve for Whitley Rammel right after this.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Portside Fieldhouse, fans being treated to a nice match here tonight. Fort Recovery took a 1-0 lead, winning the first set easily, 25-7. But then St. Henry came back, won the second set, 25-19. Won the third set, 25-22. And here we are in the fourth set with Fort Recovery leading 8-7. Whitley Rammel back to serve again. It's a good serve. Dug out by Lange at the net. A block by Fort Recovery, and they get the point. Grace Guggenbiller and Marissa Garkey with the block there. Another service point for Whitley Ramel. That makes it 9-7. Fort Recovery by 2 here in this fourth set. Good serve again, Lange. Here's the free ball back to Fort Recovery, and ouch. Brianna Seifering gets a free ball kill. That one hurt. They were out of their offense, and Seifering made it count. Side out St. Henry, 9-8. Fort Recovery leads by 1. Good serve by St. Henry. Mollenkamp sets for Guggenbiller. The hit back to St. Henry. Lange passes to the net. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Set for Mollenkamp. There's a smash by Marissa Garkey. And Lange saves it. Free balling it over was Raya Buescher. Here's a set for Grace Guggenbiller by Mollenkamp. And Guggenbiller gets the kill. Side out Fort Recovery. It's now 10-8. And going back to serve now is Faith Wendell. Again, Wendell, a very good server. Good serve dug out by Lauren Robinette. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery by Seifering. And, oh, Marissa Garkey tried to free ball it over and hits it into the net instead. Point, St. Henry. Side out, St. Henry back to serve now is Avery, no, it's Seifering. Brianna Seifering, who is a very good server. We have a 10-9 Fort Recovery one-point lead here. To Ramel, to Wendell, who sets for Ramel. Ramel to hit back over. Kind of a soft hit. St. Henry, no problem. There's a smash by Chloe Gels. Now Whitley Ramel on a smash and hits it into the net. Hitting error for Whitley Ramel, and that ties it up here in the fourth set, 10-10. Give Brianna serving, Brianna Seifering, I should say, a serving point. 10-10, all tied. Seifering's serve is a miss hit by Whitley Ramel. Ace serve by Seifering. Let me see how many service points she has. 2, 4, 6, 8. She has 10 service points now, including 2 aces. Seifering serving again. Dug out by Marissa Garkey, Faith Wendell. Miss hit by Tegan Fortkamp. And the Lady Indians are now down 12-10. Another service point for Brianna Seifering. Seifering wears number 9, bounces it again. She is a senior on this team. And service error there. That is service error number 11. Now here's Marissa Garkey to serve for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Dug out by Raya Buescher. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Ramel to Faith Wendell. Back to Ramel. Ramel free balls it over. Here's the set for St. Henry. The smash by the outside hitter, Chloe Gels. Battle at the net. Faith Wendell will set for Whitley Ramel. Hits it. Dug out by Seifering. Back to the net. Back over to Fort Recovery. And Guggenbiller to St. Henry. And we got double hit. No, carrying the ball called on Fort Recovery. Carrying the ball called on Fort Recovery. Side out St. Henry. Coming in to serve now is Lauren Beike for St. Henry. Beike's serve is an ace serve off the hands of Marissa Garkey. That is her first service point of the night. That was a big one for the senior. Makes it 14-11. St. Henry leads by 3 here in the fourth set. St. Henry wins this set. It's over. Good serve by Beike. Fort Recovery is confused. Having to free ball it over is Marissa Garkey, and she got it over okay. Here's a smash and a kill by Chloe Gels. Kill number 9 for Chloe. 15-11 now. Fort Recovery needs to stop the bleeding here. And they are bleeding very badly. Here's Beike, another serve. Dug out by Marissa Garkey. Fort Recovery in trouble. Tegan Fortkamp saves it, free balls it over. Here's a smash at the net and a kill for Chloe Gels, her 10th of the match. Timeout, Fort Recovery. Lady Indians trailing here, 16-11. St. Henry in the lead.
Little Susie brought in a brown bag for show and tell. Her teacher asked, what was in it?
A turkey.
Let's see it. So Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein and it helps keep me focused.
There you go, folks. Eat turkey every day to stay in focus and enjoy. It is delicious.
Get your Cooper Farms smoked turkey deli meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're in the fourth set here. St. Henry leads 2-1. If they win this set, the match is over. And right now, St. Henry leading in this set, 16-11. Rob Weaver here, our studio producers, Eric Catterly at the radio station, WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, and Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Another serve by Bikey, good serve. Here's the set by Wendell to Grace Guggenbiller, the hit back over. A block by Grace Guggenbiller, St. Henry keeps it alive, and another kill for Chloe Gels. She's just going wild here. Kill number 11. It's now 17-11. Hit recovery. Down by 6. And there's a service error for Bikey into the net. 17-12 now. Fort Recovery side out. And Fort Recovery desperately needs a run here. Grace Guggenbiller will have responsibility. She'll be back to serve. It is a good serve. Dug out by Seifring to the net. The hit back over and out of bounds by Maya Antrop. Antrop a hitting error, and that gives Fort Recovery a point, making it 17-13. Fort Recovery down by 4. Here's the set for St. Henry. Off of Whitley Ramos' block and out of bounds. ...18-13, side out St. Henry. Coming in for St. Henry is Claire Wendell. Going back to serve for the Lady Redskins, Lydia Whirling. She's a good server. Good serve there, dug out by Marissa Garkey. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel, and Rammel got the kill. And for Whitley Rammel, that is kill number 17 tonight. Yes, we're playing 4 sets, so but still, that's a good night for Whitley. Back to serve is Kennedy Mollenkamp. 18-14 score, Fort Recovery down by 4. Good serve there. St. Henry just has to free ball it over, and they got the kill. I believe that was Maya Antrop with the kill. Side out. St. Henry back to serve is Chloe Gels, 19-14. Gels service error out of bounds, and that is their 13th service error of the night for St. Henry. Fort Recovery side out. The lead is back to 4, 19-15. If Fort Recovery could have a little run here, they'd be right back in it. Audra Buck will serve. She's usually a good server. And it's good. Dug out by Lauren Robinette at the net. The dink over and the kill by Maya Antrop. A little dink kill, but she got it. And it's 20-15, side out St. Henry. Now going back to serve is Grace Lange. Lange's serve is a good one, dug out by Kanapke. To Mollenkamp, who will set for Garkey, and Garkey gets the kill. Give Mollenkamp the assist. And Marissa Garkey with her 12th kill of the evening. 20-16. Back to serve now is Whitley Rammel. Fort Recovery with their back to the wall here. They have to win this set. They're trailing. And here is a kill by St. Henry. Went off the block of Fort Recovery and out of bounds. Claire Wendell picks up the kill. Now Now here's Raya Buescher serving. It's 21-16. Buescher's serve is too long. Another service error. St. Henry's trying to give it away. That is 14 service errors for them tonight. And back to serve now is Faith Wendell for Fort Recovery. It's 21-17. It's pretty much do or die here for the Lady Indians. Good serve to the net. Here's the set and the hit. Played by Fort Recovery. Keegan Fort Camp will set for Marissa Garkey. He has a nice hit, but St. Henry plays it. The hit back by Seifering, and Seifering gets the kill. Brianna Seifering. And that is side out now for St. Henry. That's her ninth kill of the evening for Brianna Seifering, and Seifering will go back to serve. She's a pretty good server, too. It's now 22-17. Fort Recovery down by five. Marissa Garkey on a smash, and they're going to say, going to replay the point, I think. Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I think the official thought he saw something he didn't see. So replay the point. Seifering will serve again. Good serve. Dug out by Whitley Rammel. Wendell will set for Rammel. Deep hit. Can't get the kill. Set for St. Henry. The side hit. It's out of bounds. Chloe Gels smashed it out of bounds. Point for Fort Recovery. And here is Marissa Garkey back to serve. It's 22-18. Garkey's serve is a good one. To the net it goes. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery and out of bounds. Miss hit there by Carly Winter, and give a service point to Marissa Garkey. That is her fifth service point of the evening. Garkey will serve again. Let serve, but St. Henry plays it. And then just free ball it back to Fort Recovery on the deep dig. Here's a hit by Grace Guggenbiller. She hits it out of bounds. Hitting error for Grace Guggenbiller. It's 23-19 now. St. Henry 2 points away from winning this match. This would be a big win for St. Henry. It would make them 3-2 on the year in the league. Fort Recovery would drop to 3-2. Rammel to Faith Wendell. Keegan Fortkamp. St. Henry has it. Two hands it over to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. St. Henry saved it. And they get the kill. 24-19. Here's your match point. Good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey. Nice job there. Faith Wendell will set for Grace Guggenbiller and got the kill. Keeping the hopes alive for Fort Recovery. Kill number 8 for Grace Guggenbiller. This leaves it up to Grace. She's serving. It's 24-20. Indians have to have a run here. And St. Henry keeps it in play. The smash out of bounds by Chloe Gels. She wanted to get the win there, but hit it just a little bit too far. Hitting error for Gels. Point for Grace Guggenbiller. She will serve again. 24-21. Dug out by St. Henry. The set. Here's the smash. And it's out of bounds by Chloe Gels. St. Henry thought that was in. 24-22. Down to a 2-point lead here. Timeout, St. Henry. Fort Recovery hanging on. 24-22. Fort Recovery with the serve. We'll be back. Lady Indians trailing here by 2 points in this fourth set.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Kalp Pharmacy can help you live your life in your home with our new home safety program. Our certified aging-in-place specialists can provide a needs assessment, and we install ramps, grab bars, bathroom stability aids. So to learn more, visit www.kalppharmacy.com/home safety. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart. Taking the time to listen and care.
Here we go. Another serve for Grace Guggenbiller. It's a must point. St. Henry. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller passing over here to Tegan Forkamp, who free balls it over. St. Henry on the set. The dink over. Saved by Faith Wendell. Rama will set for Mara Pearson and got the kill. Mara Pearson with the kill. And now it's a one-point set. Kill number six for Mara. Can the Lady Indians do it? 24-23. A one-point St. Henry lead. This would tie it up. Good serve by Grace Guggenbiller. The set for St. Henry. The deep hit. And the kill by Chloe Gels, and that's it. Chloe Gels with the match point kill to make it 25-23. St. Henry wins this match tonight, 3-1. Unbelievable the way Fort Recovery started tonight, just tearing St. Henry apart, winning the first set 25-7, but they couldn't win one after that. St. Henry wins 25-17, 25-22, and 25-23. Congratulations to the Lady Redskins. We will wrap it up right after we pause for this.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect. For officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, congratulations to St. Henry. They come from behind after losing the first set and win the last three And really, they led convincingly in all of those last three, although the final tallies were fairly close, especially the last two sets. But St. Henry wins to improve their record to 3-2 over in the MAC, I should say. 3-2 in the MAC. And they are now at 8-4 overall. Fort Recovery drops to 3-2 in the MAC. And they are 6-6 overall. Statistically, unofficially, of course, as my statistics are always unofficial, Whitley Rammel had, we had her with 17 kills on the night, 4 blocks, 8 service points, including 1 ace for Whitley. Grace Guggenbiller had 8 kills, 3 blocks, and 7 service points. It was Kennedy Mollenkamp with 17 service points, including 3 aces. She had an amazing 13 service points in that first set. Faith Wendell with a couple of service points. Tegan Fortkamp had a block. Mara Pearson with 6 kills and 1 block on the night. Lily Luthold had a kill. Marissa Garkey had a nice night with 12 kills, 2 blocks, and 5 service points for Marissa Garkey. And Audra Bupp had 6 service points, including 2 aces. Again, leading the team in kills was Whitley Rammel with 17 kills on the night, 12 kills for Marissa Garkey, and Grace Guggenbiller had 8 kills. For St. Henry's Lady Redskins, Brianna Seifring had a very nice match. Ended up with 9 kills on the night, had 11 service points, including 2 aces. She did an excellent job in hitting and in serving. It was Maya Antrop with 4 kills and 3 blocks. Raya Busher had 4 service points. Carly Winner ended up with 4 kills and a block. So 4 kills and a block for Carly Winner. Lydia Whirling had all service points, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 service points for Lydia Whirling, and among those were 4 aces. Claire Wendell had 3 kills. It was Grace Lange with 4 service points. Chloe Gels, excellent hitting night for Chloe. She had 12 kills, also had 2 service points on the night. And Lauren Beike had 4 service points, including 1 ace. So the leading hitters for St. Henry tonight, 12 kills for Chloe Gels, 9 kills for Brianna Seifering, and 4 kills for Maya Antrop. Again, that wraps it up. St. Henry wins 3-1. They lost the first set to Fort Recovery 25-7, but win the next 3, 25-17, 25-22, and 25-23. In the JV matchup, St. Henry also won that one tonight. St. Henry winning 27-25 and 25-15 in the junior varsity competition. Congratulations to the Lady Redskins. For our fine sponsors, for our studio producers, Eric Cattley and Neil Spencer, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from the Fortsight Fieldhouse.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the Sports Minded sponsors you've heard during this coverage.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.